The World Series begins tonight in St. Louis. The Texas Rangers returned from last year looking for their first World Championship. The Cardinals hope to win number 11. The Rangers cruised atop the American League West most of the season and dismissed Tampa and Detroit in the playoffs, while the Cardinals squeaked into the National League wildcard berth and dumped the favored Phillies and Milwaukee's Brewers. What will you be watching for when the series gets underway tonight? 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can join the conversation at our website as well. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. Bud Kennedy, columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joins us from a studio there. Nice to have you back.
Hello, Neil.
And Deputy Sports Editor Roger Hensley joins us from the newsroom at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Bud Kennedy, do the Rangers think the second time is the charm?
Well, the Rangers were just thrilled to be there last time, and now they'd actually like to win a series. But, this is a divided loyalty situation for a lot of people in Dallas-Fort Worth. The Cardinals were the closest major league team up until the 60s when Houston started. So for a lot of the senior citizens here, they grew up following the Cardinals. And I'd say there are as many people here from Missouri as anywhere else in the world except Missouri. There are a lot of Cardinals fans here.
Well, St. Louis was the westernmost outpost of Major League Baseball until expansion back in the early 60s. So you're in good company.
Well, I think a lot of people grew up, and so they still talk about Saturdays watching Stan Musial and the trains they used to take from Dallas-Fort Worth to St. Louis to see the Cardinals play. So, but I know they won a lot of World Series way back then, but now Texas kind of is in a World Series mood of winning some for our own.
And Texas has been doing pretty well in sports of late. But anyway, Roger Hensley, these teams are well matched. He was talking about Stan Musial. There's a man who, does not really like to take the title of El Hombre because he defers to Stan Musial.
That's correct. We started calling Albert El Hombre in the paper a number of years ago, and Albert's made it fairly clear over the last few years that moniker is clearly for Stan, and Stan is very revered in this town. Although Albert has obviously put up Hall of Fame numbers in his first 11 seasons here as well.
There is the lingering question of whether he will be there next year, but that's a question for the offseason. In the meantime, Albert Pujols has been everything any Cardinal fan could ever hope for.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he put up historic numbers. I mean, he's the only player in Major League Baseball history in his first 10 seasons to hit at least 30 home runs, bat at least 300, and drive in at least 100 RBIs. So there's been no one like him in Major League Baseball history.
And as the Cards fans face this contest, they've got to feel awfully lucky for, I think, until the last week of the regular season. Nobody thought they'd get in.
Yeah, I think the luck factor has kind of worn off as they've made this run. I mean, on August 25th, they were 10.5 games out of the wild card. It seemed like they were being read their last rites, and they went on an incredible run, led by a team meeting by Chris Carpenter, who kind of got the troops fired up in the locker room, and got in on the last day of the regular season into the playoffs, and here they are. And I think people now aren't feeling so much lucky as perhaps this is a team of destiny.
And Chris Carpenter then matched his words by tossing a brilliant shutout against the Phillies to wrap up the first series.
Quite the gem, wasn't it? 9 innings, and going up against Roy Halladay there, who's likely the best pitcher in baseball, and Halladay went 8 brilliant innings, only giving up one run, and Carp nailed it down, giving up zero.
Bud Kennedy, that's about all the talking about pitching, or at least starting pitching, we're going to do. These two clubs have clubbed their way to the World Series. This has been the most offensive display in postseason baseball, certainly some records set by the Rangers.
Well, the Rangers fans, they're worried about all their starting pitchers. There is no starting pitcher that they really feel comfortable with. C.J. Wilson has a chance tonight to become the first Major League pitcher in history to lose a first-round playoff game, a divisional series playoff game, a World Series game, and the All-Star game all in one season. And so, there's no pitcher that the Rangers fans feel comfortable about. But they feel very comfortable about Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz, 6 home runs. And, Nelson Cruz has played so well that Governor Perry has announced that if Nelson Cruz continues to hit home runs like this, there will be in-state tuition for everyone for the Dominican Republic.
I think that'll be an interesting platform for him, maybe running for re-election. I'm not sure, but Nelson Cruz does have to be the best number 7 hitter in baseball.
I think that he's going to stay there, although there is now talk of moving him up in the lineup. Just having the Rangers in the playoffs again, it turned out to be such a surprise this year, though, because, I mean, you look at last year, Cliff Lee pitched them in the World Series, and everybody thought when they lost Cliff Lee that would be it. Now, if you look at the start of the season, Cliff Lee's gone, and Josh Hamilton's been hurt most of the year. And early in the season, the most notable thing that happened was the very sad moment at the stadium when a fan actually fell out of the stands onto the field and died. And this was a season that was just marked by tragedy and uncertainty. And then all of a sudden, they've pulled everything together in the last few months and really thundered through to the World Series.
And Nelson Cruz, a well-known reputation for hitting, yes, thunderous home runs, but always popping a hammy sometime in June and then sitting out for 6 weeks.
11 years he played in the minors, and all of a sudden he's become the hero.
Let's see if we get some callers in on this conversation. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Francis is on the line with us from Kansas City.
Hi. As a longtime Rangers fan, first of all, I just want to say that up to 2 years ago, you know, we couldn't even say that we had won a pennant. So that in itself is so exciting. But I'm going to be looking for Ron Washington's enthusiasm in the dugout.
Ron Washington, the manager of the Texas Rangers, played in his days as a coach with the Oakland Athletics in the movie Moneyball. And Bud Kennedy, this has got to be sweet vindication for Ron Washington, who admitted, a couple of years ago, that he used cocaine. A lot of people thought he would be fired.
You know, and that was early in the season, and he put it out of the way. And he's just become this kind of, beloved celebrity figure here. And, really, the Rangers play next door to that other big sports stadium here that's like the monument to Jerry Jones' ego. And there are a lot of people who say Jerry Jones should go out and find a coach who works as hard and has as good a rapport with his players as Ron Washington.
Thanks very much for the call, Francis. And then we turn Roger Hensley to the genius Tony La Russa, the man who invented the all-time quickest hook as he replaces pitcher for pitcher in the late innings, matching up lefty-righty.
Oh, yeah. Tony's known for getting the closer's role started in the game of baseball. Now, he's taken it a little far in this series. We've had starters in the league championship series go just 2 innings, 3 innings. In fact, none of the starters went more than 5 innings. And, your last caller referenced seeing Ron Washington being active, in the dugout. If it's anything like the league championship series were for both Texas and St. Louis, both dugouts will be very active, as those managers had to use that phone a lot calling the bullpen.
Is there any, Texas, a relatively new team in baseball lineage, is there any animosity, any history between these two teams?
Well, Texas has actually never played here at Busch Stadium. This tonight will be their first trip here.
Now, Roger, I'll point out, in Texas, the Busch is a presidential library. It's not a stadium.
Yes, I don't know if there's a lot of animosity. I mean, Lance Berkman had a few things to say this past off season when he chose to come to St. Louis and play for the Cardinals rather than going to the Rangers. He had a few dicey things to say about the Rangers, but he's taken that back. Tried to make good at the All-Star game, and then also has had some very nice things to say this week about the Rangers.
Comeback player of the year, as it happens. But in any case, let's see if we go to Matt. Matt with us from Vernon in New Jersey.
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, good, thanks.
I just had a comment. Doesn't hate to take away from the mood, but being a Phillies fan, winning 102 games a season, going to the playoffs, playing a 5-game series, and only getting 3-game home advantage over 2 after winning 102 games kind of takes away from the sport, I believe, having the right team in the playoffs at the right time.
Would you have felt the same way had the Phillies won?
Probably not. Judging the fact that they were given just a 5-game series, the only thing I would have to suggest is possibly moving it to a 7-game series. I'm just curious if they'll ever do that.
Well, interestingly, there is a proposal, and we'll ignore the point about sour grapes from a Phillies fan, and I won't have any sour grapes as a Yankees fan, but Bud Kennedy, there is a proposal that maybe as soon as next year there will be an additional wild card team, and the two wild card teams will play a 1-game playoff. That will make a big premium on winning the division championship and make it really scary to get in as a wild card team.
Neil, you know, the only compassion we have here for the Phillies is for Cliff Lee, who pitched so well last year but is at home in Arkansas this year. And I'll point out he lives not far off the interstate, and all the fans driving back and forth from St. Louis to Arlington can drop right in and visit Cliff Lee. He's at home, and these teams are in the series.
He's at home, and the teams are in the series. Let's see if we go next to Daryl. Daryl calling us from St. Louis.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, every year it's like the Cardinals are dismissed and throw to the Midwest. It's always New York or California and all that. And here we are again, you know. It's like you cannot dismiss the Cardinals, ever.
The Cardinals, they won not so long ago, but it's interesting, Roger Hensley, if the Cardinals or the Rangers win, I think we will then have 10 out of the last 11 years a different champion in baseball. Everybody talks about the Yankees and the Red Sox, but all these different champions.
Yeah, you know, and especially when you talk about the Yankees and the Red Sox, and people in the Midwest, I know, feel there's an East Coast bias as to how these things are covered, but you know, take the Yankees, for instance. You know, the Cardinals have been to the World Series 3 times now in the last 8 years, and that's 2 more times than the Yankees have. So, I think it is true sometimes that these Midwestern teams get overlooked, but at the end of the day, it's about winning, and the Cardinals obviously have a history of doing that, both recent and past history.
Roger, I think that's the question. Will the East Coast media even cover the World Series at all? I mean, we have a Middle America World Series this year, and no team from either the East or West Coast. I don't know. Was it in the Times today? I didn't get a chance to look.
Well, we've told that Fox TV executives are standing on the ledge waiting to jump off at the ratings. We're talking with Roger Hensley of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch from the newsroom there. The World Series gets underway later this evening in St. Louis. Bud Kennedy is a columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and joins us from Fort Worth. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now let's go next to Len. Len with us from Sand Springs in Oklahoma.
Hey, Bud. How you doing? This is Len. I'm from Fort Worth, but I live in Tulsa now.
Len, I'm glad you're listening to Talk of the Nation.
Very good. I'm just hoping CJ can go more than 4 innings, and maybe our starting pitching can kick back in again.
Well, that is the interesting thing about the Texas Rangers. CJ Wilson is who is talking about the starting pitcher for the Rangers in tonight's ballgame. The Rangers always were a tremendous offensive club. They were never able to put together a pitching staff, and Bud Kennedy, a lot of people give Nolan Ryan a lot of credit. The general manager there also deserves a lot of credit, as they have drafted and brought up pitchers through their system and were able to replace Cliff Lee.
Well, of course, Daniels has been the general manager since the age of 28. He's one of the youngest. He, you know, he came in with a philosophy of just trying to scrap and pull this team together. Although Nolan has been involved with pitchers, obviously Nolan has mainly been involved with pulling this team out of bankruptcy. And with the help of a lot of the natural gas money here, some of the gas executives invested and pulled the business end of the team back together. You know, it is great to see Nolan out there, but you know, this is not the kind of pitching staff that reflects Nolan's career. This is just some relievers that just kind of, you know, pull a few innings here and a few innings there. You know, my gosh, Derek Holland's a starting pitcher.
Derek, he was on my fantasy team, and we winced every time he was out there starting, though he had did great run toward the end of the year. Len, thanks very much for the call. Bud Kennedy, as you look ahead to this series, is there something in everybody looks for omens in the first game? What are you going to look for?
I think that the question is whether, you know, the Rangers are the ones that have every reason in the world to have stage fright. The Cardinals have a great legacy and a great deal of experience. You know, the Rangers are playing tonight in a colder weather city. The Rangers have you know, the biggest thing the Rangers have done here the last 2 years, they've broken the legendary story that the Rangers can never win because they play in the hottest stadium in Major League Baseball, the outdoor stadium where it's 105 degrees all summer. The Rangers would traditionally wilt in August. You know, they're used to playing when it's 105. They're just not used to playing when it's 45. And it'll be interesting to see if they can handle that weather in St. Louis.
Well, Roger Hensley, what are you going to look for if when the Cards take the field?
Well, I tell you, I think just looking at this series, it's obvious there is going to be a lot of offense. I mean, these are the top two hitting teams, the top hitting team in the American League versus the top hitting team in the National League. So, I'm really looking at this game one and how Chris Carpenter looks when he comes out and steps on that mound tonight. I mean, he's the staff ace. He's the guy that needs to come through for them. So, you know, it's going to depend. Both teams are going to hit. I mean, that goes without saying. The one advantage I would say that the Cardinals may have, and we'll be looking to see if it carries over, is that the Cardinals had the lowest ground ball percentage of any pitching staff in Major League Baseball this year. Can they contain Nelson Cruz and the rest of those big bats in that Texas lineup?
It's also a contrast to the St. Louis Cardinals, interestingly, for a team that comes from the National League, which traditionally boasted the base stealing and hit and run, that sort of thing. They are a station-to-station team. Bud Kennedy, the Texas Rangers, will run your socks off.
You know, the Texas Rangers wait for the big inning, and they'll run, they'll play hard. And, you know, that's the way Washington's always coached them. And, you know, every season, almost every series in every game, everyone's going, oh, why did they send that runner? Why did Washington send him? You know, what is Washington doing now? And yet sometimes it works out. They have a big inning, and they win.
First Lady Michelle Obama will attend tonight's game. Roger, I understand security at Busch Stadium is going to be similar to trying to get into the Pentagon.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case. Not just for the fans, for us media sorts, too, and I don't know if anybody cares about that, but they're trying to get everybody to get out there a couple hours early today because, I mean, it's going to be essentially TSA-type pat-downs to get you into the stadium today, so it'll be a mess.
Yeah. Well, enjoy yourself. Are you going to get to go to the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm out the door as soon as I hang up here.
Well, we'll let you go then. Have a good time.
All right, thank you very much.
And Roger Hensley is deputy sports editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and currently leaving the newsroom and the newspaper to get on his way to Busch Stadium. And Bud Kennedy, thank you for your time and good luck to your Rangers.
Thank you, Neil.
Bud Kennedy, a columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and joined us from a studio there in Fort Worth. Tomorrow, we're going to take a look at bankrupt cities and what happens after bankruptcy. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.